Dear brothers and sisters, it is with great pleasure that I welcome today the President of the Conference of European Justice and Peace Commissions, His Excellency Archbishop Jean-Claude Hollerich, the Secretary General of Conferences, Stefan Lunte, and all the Secretaries General from different European countries. The Word of God we are to consider today is a special challenge, particularly for those who are active in the Justice and Peace Commissions. Nevertheless, Jesus was very clear when he spoke to his disciples about their priority to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Righteousness of the kingdom of God. Do these words not sound like a perfect misunderstanding of the time we live in? A time when we are witnessing the greatest migration wave in the history of mankind that brought to Europe more than 1 million people in a single year and has caused many more to flee drought, famine, and war and to wait for admission to places where they anticipate safer and better life. A time when younger generations are facing increasing difficulties in finding the meaning of life and the meaning of education and training for various professions. A time when influential people of this world are attacking the basic features of life, relations among the sexes and society. A time when everything, including human identity, has become optional, a matter of momentary decision or mood. What difference can the words of Jesus about the seeking of the kingdom of God and his righteousness make in such conditions? The seeking of the kingdom of God and his righteousness must begin with the words of Jesus in today's gospel. Jesus speaks of two masters, God and Mammon, stressing that no man can serve both of them. Pope Francis keeps warning us about the main problem of our time. We have traded God for Mammon. The world today serves money, which has become the actual ruler of the world. Therefore, the center of the world is not God. It's money. Consequently, the human being has lost his true place. Since we have lost confidence in God and no longer respect human being as created in the image of God, we have become worried and troubled about tomorrow. We are worried about our lives, our food, our drink, our clothes. Since we no longer have faith in God, our Father, we have stopped seeking the kingdom of God in his righteousness. Following our own logic and the standards of human righteousness, we wish to design the world as a place with enough space and goods, which are, however, meant only for the chosen ones. This is the reason why we are increasingly witnessing the choices and actions are driven by the presumption that there is in the world a shortage of space and goods for all people to have their own place and their piece of bread. We should start living our Father. Jesus taught us to pray and ask for our daily bread. While we keep praying and asking for our daily bread, our actions tell another story, which is not a story of our having faith in our Father who takes care of all his children. We have taken things into our own hands. Our feeling of security comes from a full pantry. It would probably be very instructive for each of us to think of how much food he or she discards every month. What else do we have in our lives and homes that do not really need and that does nothing to ease our lives, but everything to limit and burden them? How many people could possibly live at our table without anyone feeling deprived in any way? Unfortunately, we act this way on the global scale as well. The pantries and storerooms of some countries and continents are filling up such that some nations have more than enough, most often at the expense of other nations or continents. Moreover, not only does this logic of accumulation take from our brothers and sisters of our time, but also from the generations that will live in this world in the future. They will inherit shortages from our full pantries. Give us this day our daily bread. Joseph Cottolengo had said something we, especially Christians, would really consider. Since we have stopped praying for our daily bread and started worried about tomorrow, God's providence has stopped taking care of tomorrow. We are familiar with the fruits of such actions. We are increasingly worried, not about today, but about tomorrow. We are carrying the burden of tomorrow today and live on sedatives. May our encounter today with the Word of God, with the Eucharist and the communion of the faithful help us restore confidence in our Father and His love. I believe that even we sometimes experience the abandonment expressed by the prophet Isaiah. The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. And then the prophet continues with one of the most tender words in the Bible. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Or show no compassion for the child of his womb? However, motherly love is only human love, and the prophet allows the possibility that a mother could forget her child. God's love is different. Even if a woman forgot the child of her womb, I will never forget you. I will never forget you, says the Lord. Therefore, let us always have faith in the Lord together with the psalmist. Let us open our hearts before Him to become children of the kingdom and seekers of His righteousness. Amen.